Looking to beef up your next meal? Have a thing for a signature seasoning and toasted buns? Consider yourself a proud St. Louisan? Then you're gonna love Lion's Choice. Lion's Choice has been serving its famous roast beef sandwiches to St. Louis since 1967. The beef is slow roasted and shaved thin right there in the store before your eyes. It's all real, top round, best of the best, high quality roast beef. And it's waiting for you at 25 area Lion's Choice locations.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Ween Wednesday, Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Doug, go out there and get a whip today.
Well, I'd like to. They got Buick Enclave. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go. You can do it at Gateway Buick GMC. They're located at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard, or you can find them at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's where I got my car. It's where Anna Marie got her car. And it's where we recommend you get your cars. They have great deals going on right now. The 2017 GMC Acadia in an SUV unlike any prior to its arrival. You have to see it to believe it. Visit Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood just off I-270 McDonald Boulevard to see your first 2017 GMC Acadia. These vehicles are moving fast, so call ahead to book a free test drive at 314-895-1600. 314-895-1600 or online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Coming up in this 9 o'clock hour, we will be joined by presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein. Doug, she is polling at 3%. Gary Johnson around 10%, depending on the poll you see. And we'll see where everything settles. Until the two conventions are over, the polls are noise. You got to see what everybody gets bounce-wise after. But Trump moved up after the Republican, and that hurt not only, of course, Hillary Clinton, but both Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, and Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, and our guest at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. And somewhat surprisingly, it seems that when the third-party candidates, or in this case, fourth-party candidate, gets in, it seems to hurt, according to the polls, Hillary a little more than it does Trump.
Well,
you would think with all the people looking for reasons not to vote for Trump that they might find a third, fourth-party candidate, but apparently that's happening, if you believe the polls again. It's happening a little more frequently on the Democratic side.
Don't you feel like Republicans, though, would be more likely to vote for Johnson, just knowing Johnson's platform,
than Trump?
And he is a former Republican.
More likely to vote for him than Trump?
I'm saying if you're looking at Hillary and Trump voters, and if those guys want to stray, Johnson has been a Republican. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sure. More likely to vote for Johnson than Stein? Who are you saying more likely to vote for?
No, you brought up the fact that it looks like Hillary voters are more likely to move to Johnson. I would think it would be the opposite. I'm not saying that in any bias. I'm just saying that Gary Johnson's economics fall in line with Republicans. I know he's more of a social liberal, but traditionally those candidates go and they draw from the Republican
I would think if Republicans bow out, they're much more likely to vote for Johnson than Clinton, if that's the question.
I don't know this
Democrats,
year, man.
Democrats probably the same way. I think
like
a lot of Democrats
year, though,
are going to vote for Trump.
Right. I feel like this year it's almost like all rules don't apply. Things that have happened in the past.
Yeah. Texas rules?
Texas rules.
Anything goes. Anything at all, fellas.
This interview today could be the launching pad for Dr. Jill Stein to really be the one that breaks that glass ceiling and becomes the first female president of the United States of America.
Because of her appearance on this program. Yeah.
She's going to get a bump, you know. It's just how big of a
bump. It'll be a significant bump.
Hey, guys, quick question. Doug, you want to take any questions?
I don't generally take questions at this time, but I'll take a quick one.
Then this is directed for you. Hey, guys, my girlfriend is hot, but her big toes look like thumbs. Should I dump her? Thanks. That's from Billiken Butt Play.
I'd say no. No, no, no. How often does that come up? Your big toe. Really?
I'll tell you what, though. If you look down at your fiance or girlfriend's wife's feet over and over, and they were really ugly, I do think that would be something in the negative column.
Well, if my girlfriend had a wife, as Charlie just laid out,
no, I'm saying
then I would,
girlfriend
then I would
or
say
wife,
that I would say that that value is greater than any potential body part, appendage, Doug, to be specific, issues, unless there's rogue shrubs around the nipples, and that's a deal breaker. That's kind of where that's my policy. That's my platform. That's my plank.
Don't say plank. But you would like your girlfriend to have a wife.
Or my wife to have a girlfriend.
You would enjoy that.
A lot.
And you've told her this?
Yes.
And she's
just now.
She's hit you? She's slapped you? Or?
Rolls her eyes. I think that's one of the themes of the relationship.
All right.
Frequently. 8 years of eye rolling.
Right. But that doesn't stop you from continuing to badger her.
I think it's important for me to be transparent.
Okay.
Sometimes you just wear them down. After decades, they just give
You think so?
I don't think
like
any...
eventually, like a 70-year-old woman gives in to the sapphic touch of another soft woman.
They just don't care anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think you can be worn down on that issue.
But it's worth trying.
I guess,
you got to shoot to score. It's my credo.
Okay.
Sometimes, Doug, you shoot for the moon. Mm-hmm. You come up a little bit short. You're still a star.
Stop ringing the bell for yourself.
Tim rang that.
I just don't know that you could wear someone down and make them do something that much against what they're...
Let me ask you this.
You're doing radio.
Well, you have a point there.
How about this?
Yes.
You've been married for how long?
57 years.
57 years. Has there been any issue, whether it's you wanted to convince your wife to do something or your wife wanted to convince you to do something, or at the beginning of the marriage you were like, no, or she was like, no. But then after persistence of maybe 10, 20 years, 25 years, whatever it is, one of you gave in. Is there any example you can cite?
It's always me giving in.
So give me an example.
Mm.
She's Catholic. I was Protestant. I said, okay, we'll go to Catholic church, but our kids, let's have them go to public school. And she said, okay, that's fine. And then, of course, as soon as we had kids, they all went to private Catholic school.
Didn't some of them go to public?
I don't understand this negotiation.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
I thought some of them went to public school.
They switched. Yeah, the oldest started at the CBC.
John Vaughn.
Yeah.
He's my favorite of the Vaughn kids, only because I know him the best.
Doug, who's your favorite?
They're
that,
all
that argument
the best.
Only cost losing that argument only cost me about $150,000.
Prepare to get hate texts over the next 5 minutes for mentioning
that's
the
what
dollar
it
figure
between the private high schools and the private grade schools. About $150,000. That's all that it cost
it
me.
It cost you 1 or 2 years of your life in terms of working, probably. You could probably retire a year or two earlier had you went public, correct?
Well, yeah, or maybe more than that, because, you know, that's money that wouldn't have, that had already been taxed.
You could invest it, and right now you could be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. It's just that's something that has never made a whole lot of sense to me in St. Louis, that when you live in a good school district, and the Lindbergh district is one of the highest rated in the state, why there is still such a status attached to having to go to a private school and pay $15,000 to $20,000 a year to go to high school when there's a good high school a mile and a half away. I don't get it, but it's out there in St. Louis. It's out there.
South City, we didn't have a choice, baby.
No, you didn't have much. You could easily have gone to Roosevelt.
I think I would have played well there.
Rough Riders.
Roosevelt is not ranked one of the top high schools in the state of Missouri, and Lindbergh is.
Yeah, but if Tim would have went there, all of a sudden they're
gone
the best.
There.
They would have went from like, if they're 15th
Thank you, Charlie.
In Missouri,
this alliance rocks.
Once Tim enrolls,
mm-hmm.
they're like at least second.
I don't think so.
Anna Marie just sent me a bunch of eye-rolling emojis.
Did she?
That's should've. What this relationship's about. 8 years of eye-rolling.
But there's people all over town in the wealthy areas who are in a fantastic school district, and they still elect to spend $20,000 a year or more sometimes to go to high school. And sometimes it's almost that to go to grade school. I guess if you've got so much money that it doesn't matter, I'd go for it. But for those of us who aren't in that situation, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to throw away $3,000 or $4,000 on grade school a year and then $15,000, $18,000 on high school if you already live in a nice district. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Guys, is CBC really a private school, though? Thanks. That's from Butch McGuire.
It is when you get the bill. Yeah, very much private school when they send you the bill.
Well, guess what, Doug?
What?
You and I, we've had our differences. I agree with you on this plank
of
your platform.
Oh, my God!
Now, will you send your kids to public or private?
I don't want to talk about it publicly.
You just asked Doug for secrets of his marriage.
Yeah. And now you can't.
I'm sorry, I just effed up the alliance.
And now you can't just say public or private school.
I went to public school, as you can tell from the way I talk and act. She went to private school. She's much smarter than I am.
Right.
So we'll see. Stay tuned.
Well, thanks for that revealing little opinion of it.
You said it doesn't matter because you said you wanted to go public.
You're going to live in. You're going to be living in a very nice school district. Why don't you pocket that $15,000 to $18,000 a year instead of spending it on?
I just said
school?
I agree with you, right?
Yeah.
Remember me saying that?
But it sounds like you're afraid you might lose that argument.
Well, aren't you always afraid you're going to lose every argument with your significant other?
Yes.
So that's my point.
All right.
I like to always prepare for all scenarios. I'm a compromiser.
Okay.
I'm like the great Senator Henry Clay.
Henry Clay, sir.
Profiles in Courage, written by John F. Kennedy. Mm. They called Henry Clay, I believe he's from Kentucky, the Commonwealth, they called him the great compromiser. And that's what I am in my relationships, at work, and with you on the radio.
Yeah.
Charlie and I have a wonderful alliance. I'm sorry I broke it very briefly.
It's okay.
It was out of line. Tim, you might have made the Roosevelt varsity baseball team. That's from the Oakville Hoosier. That's true.
Probably
still wouldn't
could.
Have solved the Steve Sachs disease, though. Guys, just don't have kids. That solves it. Thanks, KG and O-Town.
Yeah, that it would.
But
that
haven't would. Kids brought you so much joy?
Well, it wasn't the topic wasn't do you wish you have kids or not. The
KG and O-Town made it that.
Should they go to private school or public school? There's a thing, when you go to private Catholic school here, and a ton of kids do it in St. Louis area, at eighth grade they have to make the decision where they're going to go to high school. And if you say, we're going to go to Kirkwood, we're going to go to Lynn, everyone is like, oh, no.
Really? Is that right?
What happened?
I mean, Kirkwood's a great school, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure it is. They'll say, well, did Dad lose your job or what? You couldn't get in to Vianney or Chaminade or something.
You're hanging
really?
Out with the wrong people.
You're going to have to
go
to public.
Is there such a thing as a rejection letter from Vianney?
I'm sure there is. You're going to have to go to public school? Oh, what a shame. What a shame. That's out there.
Guys, I wore my wife down on anal and convinced her to do it after 8 years.
No.
Yeah, I guess it works.
I hope Jill Stein didn't hear that.
She'd be on for 20 minutes just texting in.
Do you think one of Jill Stein's reps is listening right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think so many
Possibly.
People around the world listen to this show.
And I think Seymour will be getting a phone call here shortly to say, you know what, she's busy. She's, grandmother's not feeling very
her
well.
Her and Roderick are just trying to out-tweet each other. I mean, Jill Stein is tweeting constantly.
If I'm not mistaken, now this is not a political candidate, but I'm pretty sure when Jake Long, the football player, I remember being on the show, we were supposed to have him on, and then I believe his wife was listening to the show before the interview, like the first hour or two, heard what we were talking about, and I think it might have been something off color, and then she didn't want Jake Long to do the interview. Didn't that happen?
I don't doubt that.
Tim, I feel like that happened.
Which specific guest did this?
Jake Long of the Rams, when he came over to the Rams. I remember he was booked. And then I want to say I talked to artists later in the day.
This is pre-Seymour, so I don't know him.
Yeah, we were at
the sex shop.
The place. No, I think this was Webster.
Oh, is that right?
The Webster 590 location.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be on, and then the wife was listening to the show, didn't like some of the conversation, and then didn't want her husband to be on the show.
Sure.
Well, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I talked to Artis about it, and he said, yeah, she heard what we were talking about and didn't like it.
Buck Swope just sent me an instant message on Facebook.
Okay, what'd he say?
Doug is ranting about $3,000 to $4,000 private elementary school. Yeah, that was what my parents paid 25 years ago. Today, tuition at that school is $17,650.
For grade school?
What school is that, Swope?
That'd be, what, Rossman or one of those? Oak Hill
is. I mean, St. Gabriel's is considered the best grade school.
I don't know about that. My University of Missouri cost $3,000 or $4,000 when I was going there. Now it's about $25,000.
Good deal,
that's
though.
Public education. Public education.
Right when you graduate, though, you always get a really high paying job.
Well, I haven't got one yet. And I've been out a few years now.
Are you saying the system is flawed? You sound like you're feeling the burn a little bit.
Perhaps I got the
wrong
degree.
Sounds like you're feeling the burn.
Yeah, I feel the burn on the college prices, yeah.
Doug, this is the Shrewsbury Seminary student. He's on the Appliance Discounter phone line.
Hello, Shrewsbury.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Hey, Skate Boy Skate.
It wasn't that funny. Come on. Start with the lemming behavior right out of the box.
I'm not a Tim Lemming. I'm a Charlie Lemming.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A. Barnhart Bowler needs to apologize to you, Doug.
He did apologize, though.
B. Doug's a great guy.
Okay.
C. Charlie's a great guy.
Yes.
D. Doug sucked my D.
Put him down!
Wow!
Put him down!
I mean, that was really vulgar.
We're going to have to not allow him on anymore.
That was really vulgar.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, where's my pen? You got my pen.
Drop bottom
it. I think I gave it back to you.
Yeah, I hope that didn't get on the air. We're going to have to stop taking his calls.
I apologize if your kids were in the car.
You still have my pen.
It's dumb. I mean, if you're going to, like...
It's right over there,
you're
dude.
Gonna, like, ratchet your game up. What's wrong? Are you stretching, baby?
I'm trying to get the pen so I can write the Shrewsbury Seminary student's name in the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule, where he will serve a suspension of 1 month's time.
Wow.
Wow, wow. I think that's the longest suspension I've heard since the Deke Dotum suspension.
I believe it is.
That's Roger Goodell-esque.
Yeah. Well, he'll have to learn to live with that. Oh, and what you're probably wondering, hey, what's the special right. at Llewellyn's that would put my name in the hopper to right. go on the spring training trip with
right.
us next
right, right, year? Right.
The special today, what is this, Wednesday? The special is the Cobb salad.
Okay.
Lettuce blend chopped with turkey, ham, eggs, cheddar cheese, mushrooms, grape tomatoes, red onion, and bacon. So you go into one of the six locations for Llewellyn's, you order that, and you tell them you'd like to have your name entered into the hopper, and into the hopper it goes, and you might win a prize, and that prize is a trip with us to spring training next year.
Once again, Vogel Heating and Cooling, proud to present the 47th annual Jack Buck Golf Classic on Monday, August 15th. This cause is near and dear to Vogel Heating and Cooling's hearts. John Vogel's youngest son's afflicted with cystic fibrosis, but he's been fortunate enough to live a fairly healthy life and is now 21 years old. The Golf Classic takes place at the award-winning St. Albans Country Club, one of the finest country clubs in the Midwest, in support of the CF Foundation, a deep and talented fundraising and research support group that the people at Vogel know has made a difference for those with this horrible disease. Thanks to the CF Foundation, there are many therapies that help with outcomes for those with cystic fibrosis. There's no cure for the disease. Today, there's real hope that an actual cure is possible, and the CF Foundation's leading the charge. So what can you do? Join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 15th for a full day of activities. Players enjoy 18 holes of golf, plus breakfast and lunch with proceeds to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You can buy your tickets at gateway.cff.org, gateway.cff.org. Tim, I apologize for that. Didn't mean to say signing you had to drop out of. I sincerely apologize. That's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student who was just suspended for a month. Doug, does that change your
mind? No, I don't buy that. I don't accept that apology. He knew what he was saying. He sat there on hold. He waited. He thought about it. He listed A, B, C, D. He knew exactly what he was doing.
And Doug is the law and order candidate.
That's right.
He is.
That's right. How about a little personal responsibility?
I agree.
Is that too much to ask?
No. Even I. Now, he said he's my lemming. Even I condemn that call.
Right. You should have.
Because you should not be that vulgar.
No, you should not.
You should be kind of, you know, you're borderline. We like to kind of have some fun on the show, but you can't be that blatant.
No. If you're going to be that blatant, you might as well go to Tease Farms and do some shopping.
Work sure. at and this
get, and get that,
weed.
Get that out of your mind and start to do some shrub shopping. Tease Farm and Greenhouses, the official shrub sponsor, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. But they have more. They have much more, including homegrown produce like sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches. Plus, Tease Farms has the best selection of plants and flowers. Also, get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farms. That's good if you have allergies. They say some of that honey made by local Missouri bees. That's what's causing your allergy to go up.
Watch this. Hold on a second. Hold on. A bee's in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Okay, stop it. Get your local Missouri honey right there at Tease Farm. Tease Farm and Greenhouses, three locations, North Hanley, Maryland Heights, and St. Charles.
So Jordan Rogers is, if I can say this, is a spoiler alert?
Well, the show's already been on.
All right. One of the finalists on The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the program, maybe 2 weeks ago, he stated on the show that he and Aaron were not close, made reference to some family drama, and referenced the way Aaron has, quote, chosen to do life. As far as those things go, Aaron Rodgers has finally addressed it. And I say finally, that's not really fair, because then it makes it sound like we've all been waiting.
Mm-hmm. I have been.
But he did speak about it to, I believe it's a television affiliate in Milwaukee or Madison, WISN. As far as those kinds of things go, I've always found that it's a little appropriate to talk publicly about some family matters. So I'm not going to speak on those things, but I wish him well in the competition. That is Aaron Rodgers speaking about Jordan Rodgers. I wish him well in the competition. And I'm actually going to give a take on this. I was legitimately, like you do the show, and it's a way to try and boost your career, which, you know, usually doesn't happen. You form a couple LLCs that never generate revenue and tell people you're in a business. But, you know, when he starts talking about whether his brother was famous or not, I was like, man, that's dirty pool. You know, it's family business, and you're airing it on a television show? You know, unless it was something that Aaron had talked about.
She asked him about it.
I understand. You know, just say Aaron and I have a, you know, relationship. It's something we've worked on, but it's not something I want to discuss in this, you know, spot.
Well,
I
mean, that's kind of what he said. I think that's kind of what he said, wasn't it?
He didn't
go over the top with it. He didn't sell himself as, hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers' brother. That makes me a bigger deal than everybody else. I think he kind of...
No, he took a shot. He didn't do that. I agree with you on that part. But he took shots at Aaron. That's what the thing that was just surprising to me. And I don't have a horse in the race on the damn thing. I don't really care. I'm just like, God, you know, as far as you're trying to gauge the whole situation, it's like, well, the dude who would air that publicly, it's family business.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real turnoff.
Yeah.
Let me ask this, though.
It looked like the rest of the family was doing okay when she did the hometowns, Tim.
But that's my question.
The rest of the Rodgers family was there, and they all looked happy.
So the question, though, is, I saw the clip of what Jordan said about his brother Aaron Rodgers. Now, did you also draw the conclusion that maybe Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, is not so close with the other family members?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. I would have thought in this case, if you've become one of the stars of a highly successful network TV show, that maybe Aaron Rodgers and his wife or girlfriend, whatever his
Olivia
situation
Munn.
Is, maybe they would have been at the Rodgers house to meet what could be his new sister-in-law.
Hey, watch this. I like that Olivia Munn.
Do you?
I've always been a big fan of hers.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's smart. Got a little bit of edge. That's up my alley, baby. That's what my alley.
Right over your wheelhouse. Yeah, I would have thought wouldn't have been too much to ask for someone like that.
But that's my point. So maybe they're both kind of D-bags. You know what I'm saying? For Aaron Rodgers not to be affiliated much with his entire family, and then also for the two brothers to be at
loggerheads. I don't know that you necessarily have to be a D-bag to do that. There's some families that just aren't close for whatever reason. Something happened years ago, and you just can't get past it. It doesn't make the people bad. It just means that they just don't get along with family members sometimes.
But usually because something bad happened.
Some disagreement, you know.
But it has to be pretty major.
You would think, but not always.
I have a lot of disagreements with my family members, but we still have Christmas together.
Why don't you air them on the show right now?
Mm-hmm. My older brother, Sam, he used to beat me up.
No!
He's 2.5 years older than me.
Is he bigger than you? He must be El Gato Grande if he is.
He's like 6'3". I can take him now.
Why did he beat you up?
Because he was bigger.
You guys want to fight at a strip club?
And when you say beat up, do you mean he just pushed you down, or did he really physically punch you in the face?
No, it wasn't like anything I went to the hospital. It was like your standard big brother picking on little brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's kind of different than beating up.
Okay, but I wasn't saying he abused me.
Right. Hey, Tim, since you like Olivia Munn, now I do too. Thanks, Coach Tim.
Not surprising.
Olivia Munn, I think she's got some Asian in her background, I believe,
yeah.
Doug.
Okay, you're looking for a comment from me on the fact that she has Asian in her background?
Please comment.
I'm not exactly sure.
I'm waiting for the Republican response.
I've heard her name, but I'm not sure I could pick her out.
The great Bobby Jindal will give his thoughts.
The newsroom.
She was on the newsroom, yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't watch the news.
She's fine, man, but she's smart. I like that. She's smart. She's got an edge.
Smart and fine.
Well, since you like smart and fine girls, I'm sure the Lemmings will as well. They'll fall in line. She'll be the most desirable woman in the world now.
A, she's smart. B, she's fine.
See this alliance that Charlie and I have?
I see
this
it.
Is great.
Yeah,
I like this.
You feel like you're kind of in the middle of like World War II, when you had the alliances.
Yes, when there's two crazies
on one side
and there's one guy who gets it on the,
no,
on the other. Yeah, I do feel that way.
No, listen to me, please.
I got Germany and Italy right here.
No, you're Germany. I'm the USSR. Tim is the alliance. So we are both kind of squeezing in on you.
Tim is the alliance.
You're a Nazi.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
German had it coming from both sides.
This is what the liberals do. They don't like your opinion. You're a racist. You're a Nazi. You're something horrible.
No, in this analogy, you are Germany in World War II.
Okay.
That's my point.
Okay.
Do you
and again,
that?
It's just an analogy.
Yeah.
Just a little analogy.
Uh-huh.
Bees in a trap. Bees in a trap. Olivia Munn gets topless in Magic Mike. You're the best, Tim. Did she really?
I don't know. I didn't see that either.
Is that just a way to get us to watch a movie about male strippers?
She was on that beach scene where it seemed like her...
With an officer and a gentleman, though.
Yeah. Her and Magic Mike had previously been together. They were kind of... They had a casual relationship. But then it turned out, Doug, that the whole time she had a fiancé.
Did she? Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing pictures of her now. Yeah, okay.
I don't think she got topless.
Well, Iggy would know.
He'll text in. Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate, is going to join us in about 2 minutes here on the radio program. Looking forward to talking over with her. This is the show of record. It's kind of Face the Nation for
very similar to that
450-watt AM radio.
I would
and
say,
the 21st market in the country. So she will be with us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Marishan Farmers Insurance has over 5 years of experience as a farmer's insurance agent. Chris Marishan and his team have the knowledge and experience to help you better understand your coverage options. Whether that's auto, home, renters, business insurance, and more, Chris and his team will make recommendations for you to help save you money. The office is located at 8515 Del Mar. Office hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can talk directly with Chris and his staff, not an automated third party. Support the sponsors. Call Chris at 314-942-1506, 314-942-1506, or you can text the word Chris to 41411. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and get involved on the radio program. Derek Gould texted back to say that Marco... is not going to run out of options. He will be eligible for that rare fourth option. Derek Gould wanted to clarify, Doug. So there you go.
All right.
Now you've been cleared.
We've been schooled.
Schooled by Gould.
It should be a segment.
It is. It just was at 8:30.
We were schooled. I know, but it should be called schooled. Yeah.
All right, then that's what we'll do, Charlie.
It will be from now on. We're about to be schooled by Gould.
Nice. I'll tell you what, though. To me, too many big-name pitchers for not enough spots. They're not all going to be back. I'm sorry. Unless somebody has Tommy John at the end of this year, there's no way, in my opinion, they're bringing back those six for five spots. It's different if it's Reyes. I don't see them putting Lance Lynn in the bullpen. I don't see them not picking up Jaime's option.
I could see that.
What are they paying him? $12 million? Doug, they just paid, 5 years, $80 million for Mike Leake? Don't you think Jaime's better than Mike Leake? And you can get him for 1 year for $12 million? I don't know why you wouldn't do that. That's a very club-friendly contract. Just as an asset, you could trade it. I mean, you're going to pick that up.
Probably. Probably so. But they may want to save that $12 million and create a spot in the rotation for Reyes. They may want to do that. I wouldn't think they would, but that's a possibility.
It is crazy to think, though, because years ago we never would have thought Jaime's options ever would have been picked up. And now probably both of them will be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, Chuck.
Nice.
30 seconds.
Oh, boy, this Jaime. Okay, we don't need to do that now, Chuck.
Well done, boys.
It just came up on the board.
Yes, but I appreciated what you were doing. Doug, as is par for the course, presidential candidates drop by this radio show in election season.
Usually.
And it is our pleasure to welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. Green Party presumptive presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein. Dr. Stein, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to. Coming to you from the center of the storm here in Philadelphia at the DNC.
Yeah, I've been watching your Twitter feed over the course of the last couple of nights at the DNC. And as you watch these conventions, what goes through your mind? Do you have the reaction that millions of people around the country have when they see these, and whether it was Cleveland last week or Philadelphia this week, mm-hmm. and that is anger or frustration, or do you just yes. simply analytically disagree?
Oh, no, I agree completely. Anger, frustration, just shock that our major political parties are so far afield. They are in their own orbit, so disconnected from what it is that the American people are struggling with and what our real needs are. These parties are obsolete. They're corrupt. They're obsolete. They are dominated by big money special interests, and they are, you know, in a universe of its own, some parallel universe that has very little to do with the everyday reality of the American people who are struggling for jobs, for decent wages, to afford our health care, for a generation of young people to get out of debt. We've canceled it for the bankers. That's the least we can do for an entire generation that's the victim of that waste, fraud, and abuse on Wall Street. So there's just so much that's going wrong, and there's so much pomp and circumstance and really self-serving partying that's going on at our major party conventions.
And everybody seems to be in agreement with that the corruptness has just gone haywire right now, and yet I think most people feel like there's nothing they can do about it. I guess that's where you come in.
Exactly, because that's the message they would like to get out. And what's been incredible in being here is that there's a rebellion going on right here at the DNC. I don't know. I don't think there was. You know, there were protests at the Republican convention in Cleveland, but here there's a real rebellion going on inside and outside, and it's being led really by the Bernie or bust, by the Bernie campaign, who refused to go along. And in fact, Bernie Sanders was, you know, it's hurtful, it's sad, it's really disturbing. But he was roundly booed when he got up in front of his delegates the day before yesterday and said, you know, you've got to, you know, quiet yourself, you've got to suppress your voices, we have to just go along to get along, bury the revolution, get behind Hillary Clinton, who really represents, you know, the power of the banks, the power of the fossil fuel companies, the power of this war industry that is bankrupting taxpayers. We're paying half of our income tax, essentially, is going into this war machine that's making us less secure, not more secure. And Bernie's supporters are being told to just plug themselves back in to this campaign that is the opposite of what they've done. And they are refusing to go. There is a real breakaway movement. I think there is a sea change going on right now within the Democratic Party. And to some extent, these parties of the elite, of the economic and political elite, they're kind of coming together. Hillary Clinton is making a real pitch for the more establishment Republicans, and Donald Trump is sort of taking the rest of the party over the edge, flirting with neo-fascism and racism and anti-immigrant xenophobia, you know, with kind of a realignment taking place here. And what I'm really excited about is that the forces are kind of coming together in a wonderful people's coalition behind our campaign. We've posted some of the live streams of these events, including a march outside of the DNC yesterday when the Bernie supporters broke away and they walked out and we marched together. And it's very clear they, in no uncertain terms, they are in our camp. We are here as a revolutionary political party to support and extend the revolutionary work of the Sanders campaign and so many other people out there who are just saying that this economy isn't working for us. This rigged system isn't working for us. We need to get out of the rigged political system in order to change that. And that's what my campaign provides.
Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential nominee, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, talking it over regarding her campaign. And specifically, Dr. Stein, getting on the ballot is so important. And for the state of Missouri, the deadline is approaching. What is the status? And if somebody was a supporter of you or just wanted to see another option in November, what would they need to do in order to try and make that happen?
get in touch with us. You can go to our website, jill2016.com, and there's a drop-down menu on ballot access. You can go to the Missouri page, and it will tell you exactly who to call or who to email. You can download the petitions to carry around. It should give you the instructions as well on the website page for Missouri exactly how to do it. And, it, you know, it's like giving out candy for the most part. If you approach someone who looks to be under 40 and you ask them if they would like to get a candidate on the ballot who will cancel student debt like we did for the bankers and who will make public higher education free, it's like fish in a barrel. People will just sign. Or if you just go up and say, would you like to get someone on the ballot who's not Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? People will throng to sign up on that petition. So you can join us. That's the most critical deadline. Now, I was in Missouri about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and at the time we still had several thousand signatures to go. So we can definitely use your help. Just spending a couple hours would make all the difference in the world. You can also sign up as a volunteer and to be on our email newsletter at the same site or go to our social media, Dr. Jill Stein, and that's Dr., no period, Jill Stein, and join the team. The majority of the American people are clamoring for something else. The establishment political parties that are throwing us under the bus on jobs, on health care, on education, on the climate, you name it. They want to keep choices off the ballot. They want to silence the opposition, political opposition. This is what getting on the ballot is all about, creating this real promise of democracy so that we can go forward into the kind of world that we deserve.
Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate with us here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com. Dr. Stein, I saw you going back and forth a little bit with Keith Olbermann over the weekend, and he was asking for you to withdraw. And I'm sure many, whether they be on the left or right, but in particular on the left, would cite what transpired in the 2000 election and then eventually with Bush v. Gore at the Supreme Court with what Ralph Nader and his campaign did and how many feel that that cost Al Gore that election. What do you say to somebody, whether it be Keith Olbermann or our audience, who says, I like what Jill Stein's saying, or I like what Gary Johnson's saying, but I don't want to vote for one of them for fear that it could lead to one of the two Republican or Democratic candidates winning the White House?
Exactly. We have this crazy voting system that tells us we have to vote against what we fear rather than for what we believe. So in other words, our values should have nothing to do with our democracy. That's what this politics of fear is about. And in fact, that politics of fear that tells you vote against your greatest fear, and it'll be different for different people in the American, you know, in the American political spectrum. But that politics of fear has actually delivered everything we were afraid of. All the reasons, certainly, that progressives were told that you had to vote for the lesser evil, because you didn't want the expanding wars, you didn't want the meltdown of the climate, you didn't want these massive bailouts for Wall Street, these rigged trade agreements that send our jobs overseas, the attack on immigrants, on our privacy rights and our civil liberties, the expanding surveillance and prison state. That's exactly what we've gotten, you know? We've gotten because when we, the public interest, are told to be quiet, and we obey like good little boys and girls, we create this moral vacuum into which these political predators rush, and they decide our future. We should be deciding our future. In fact, we could fix our voting system to take the fear out of it with the stroke of a pen. It would take any legislature about 36 hours to fix the system. It's a voting system used in cities across the nation, from San Francisco to Portland, Maine, to the Twin Cities. It's used in countries around the world. It's called ranked choice voting. It lets you rank your choices. So if your first choice is an underdog, say Gary Johnson or myself, and your first choice loses, your vote automatically goes to your second choice. So it takes away all this worry about who you might accidentally be helping in how you vote. It lets us actually bring our values to the voting booth. My campaign filed this bill together with progressive legislators in my home state the first time I ran for office against Mitt Romney in the governor's race in Massachusetts. We filed this bill to fix the voting system. It was a Democratic legislature. They could have prevented any splitting of the vote, but they won't do it. They have not let that bill out of committee in 16 years. Why is that? Because they want you to be afraid. They rely on fear. And why would that be? Because they're not your friend. They know that they cannot earn your vote, so they have to scare you into voting for them. That alone should be enough to lose them your vote. If they're not your friend, they shouldn't have your vote. And about, you know, am I taking votes away from Hillary? Hillary, there's not a new entitlement for politicians. Really, I haven't heard that politicians have a special entitlement called our vote. They have to earn our vote. Hillary doesn't have our vote. Trump doesn't have our vote. They are the most unpopular, disliked, and untrusted candidates in all of presidential history. So why should the political operatives be telling us to be good little boys and girls and vote for them? The American people are in great pain and suffering right now because we have been thrown under the bus. So we deserve something different. We deserve to stand up. In fact, there are enough young people who are held hostage, locked into this predatory student debt, 42 million of them, an entire generation hung out to dry. And that alone could actually win the election because my campaign is the only one that will bail out the students like we did for the bankers. It's the biggest stimulus package for our economy that you could imagine. And it's a much smaller bailout, by the way, than what we did for the bankers, and we can do it in a quantitative easing that doesn't actually cost taxpayers a dime. We could describe that in another conversation if you want, but it's essentially what we did for the bankers, but in a good way. It's a stimulus package. The number of people who would benefit, whose lives would be transformed by canceling student debt, is enough to actually come out and win a three-way presidential race. So when they tell us that we are powerless, we couldn't possibly win, we're just going to spoil the election, they're saying that because they're quaking in their boots that we, the people, especially the generation of millennials, should hear that there's a way forward that not only makes higher education free, not only brings jobs to the American public that's starving for good jobs, but it also cancels student debt in a way that is a credible stimulus package for our economy. When people hear about that, we actually have the numbers to come out and win this race, this very election. And if we're ever going to get out of this graveyard that we are in these two obsolete zombie political parties, we have to stand up and start leading the way forward with a new kind of politics. My campaign is the only one that is not poisoned by lobbyist money, by corporate money, and by super PACs. We are truly a party of, by, and for the people, so we can stand up and provide what it is that people are clamoring for.
Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate with us here. We understand you have to go. We would have loved to have asked a few more questions, but we know you're on a tight schedule, so we appreciate the time this morning. Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Dr. Stein, thank you so much. I think she already bolted. I don't know. The sea monster, she gone? Well, either way. Doug, I know you had some questions. Charlie had some questions, but the answers were a little loquacious. So, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to ask everything that we had as we had 15 minutes.
Right. I was going to ask about her position on wanting to cut the military. It says by 50% and removing all bases from around the world. And it sounds like a nice idea, but what do you do about countries like Russia and China and North Korea and Iran if they expand their powers without the threat of having to deal with the American military? We tried desperately to stay neutral in World War II. We tried desperately to stay neutral in World War I. It didn't work. Peace wasn't restored until the Americans got in there. And to think that the rest of the world is just going to calmly live peaceably with each other if we pull our military bases out, I think is a little naive.
Does she want to get rid of all bases, though? Because Trump has said similar things about some of our bases in Europe, for example, that have been there since the days of World War II, where you think nowadays probably not necessary as much. And he says, you know, we'll keep our bases there if you compensate us for that. If not, then we're out of here.
That seems fair.
I agree.
That NATO pay for some of these bases, yeah. But to think that you can just pull out the military and cut it in 50% and the world is going to live peaceably, good luck with that.
I agree, though, overall. I think sometimes if you say cut military, the other side will say, oh, you're not patriotic and you don't want a strong military. When you look at numbers and our military spending, I don't know what the exact stat is, but it's something like it's as much as the next six or seven countries combined.
Mm-hmm.
That does seem like it's skewed a little high.
Much of that spending goes to salaries for Americans working in the military. Those are jobs, lots of jobs.
I understand
hundreds
that.
Hundreds of thousands of jobs.
But there's also a lot of resources, equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Wars are fought differently
and a lot of that
nowadays.
A lot of that equipment made by American companies. Jobs again.
I understand that. But could that money be allocated elsewhere in terms of our taxpayer dollars? I think that's a reasonable argument to make.
It could be. Sure, it could be if you're willing to pay the price of, you know, some rogue government like Nazi Germany trying to rule the world again and then not being prepared for it.
What I'm saying, though, is I don't think you should necessarily just make military equipment if it's not necessary just because Americans are making it. That's my point.
Well, if you don't need it, no. You don't need it. But all those jets and everything, there's a lot of people in St. Louis that are employed because of military jets.
We got to start wrapping up the program. I apologize because I would like to carry on the discussion. But Frank's coming up to Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And we have our email of the day coming up here as well. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum, created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry. It's the official Spiced Rum of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. They make their rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum, made the old school way. 92 proof, bold and smooth as hell. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum. Our email of the day prize today is a $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke. Sea Monster, what are the standings on our email of the day? Doug, we're heading down the stretch in the month of July.
Actually, it's already over.
What?
Cucky the Dwarf has already shipped it. He has 7 email wins for the month. The next closest competitor is Misty Plops with 2.
Half-shirt-wearing Hoosier boy. He's a half-shirt-wearing Hoosier boy.
That's dominant.
Yep.
He's a power.
Mm-hmm.
You respect the power, don't you?
He's good with a quill and scroll.
He's creative.
Doug, in this day and age of advanced technology, there's just no need to ever get into a hot car, truck, or SUV again. Visit your friends at Audio Express and find out just how easy and affordable it is. Cool down your ride before it's time to get in a drive. You can add a remote start system. Audio Express offers the best name and brands in auto start and security, as well as the best, most affordable installation in town. Like Code's top-selling remote start system, you pay just $129, and they professionally install it for just a dollar more. Check out AudioExpress.com for more deals today. For over 40 years, Audio Express has been a leader in auto security and remote start. It's time for the email of the day.
Lolly.
La la.
Lalo.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, could I send a bottle of WD-40? I'm streaming like the Dickens and all I hear is that damn squeaky chair. Thanks, that comes from the King of Carpool.
Yes, we would love to have
it. Is that mine?
You sent us that.
I don't know.
That would be a wonderful gift.
I don't hear it.
Of all the things we've had mailed to us, sent to us, that would be the nicest gift anyone could give us.
Morning, Gentiles. Great show today because A, Tim's the best, B, Ween Wednesday is sick, and C, Sea Monster, Finn is Sea Monster. Intellectual things are my jam. Maybe Bomber O'Brien's will sponsor an up-and-coming candidate for President of the United States segment. You could ask each candidate if they know what year the attack on Pearl Harbor took place. Student loan forgiveness and legalizing that sticky, icky kush. I bet Plowboy's ears perked up. Jill Stein seems like a rad lady, but voting for her would kind of feel like voting for Santa Claus. Keep it Stamos, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Well, now, he's been suspended for...
Shrewsbury Seminary
Student. Okay, Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. That's something else I want to talk about is getting rid of all the college debt. Is that just interest, or is that what you paid for college? If so, I want all the money back.
Unfortunately, we only got 3 questions in.
I know. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Hey, boys, I was at the resort gym this morning, and some dude came in, and I assumed it was someone's stepdad. The only issue was it was wearing a bikini top and a banana hammock with post-op scars. Doug, do you know this person? Just wanted to let you know. You stay classy, St. Louis. That's from Frank Drebin's Raw Sewage Report.
Frank Drebin's Raw Sewage Report.
Hey, guys, what do you think Nolan Ryan is doing in his post-TMA life? Yeah, his TMA internship ended yesterday, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's doing better than the last interns? One of those guys is either getting his pre-certificate from Harvard or peddling some medieval barca loungers over Pomona way. The other one is currently in a long litigation process with the folks from Six Flags for accusing them of selling fake turkey meat. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's much cheaper to raise a pig than it is a turkey. So as long as Stolen Ryan doesn't start wearing a cape or selling Ottoman Ottomans, he should fare out a little better than the last two twinks you guys brought through here. I would give him a shout-out right now, but judging by his disposition when he was on the show, there's no way he's listening. Thanks! Doug, that's Matt, and he bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's?
To whom it may concern, I heard you were looking for an up-and-coming adult performer, and I wanted to apply since I'm an adult who enjoys performing. My age is a bit of a mystery, like that of an adopted dog, but I appear to be a hard 40. I reside in Alton, and I'm getting ready to start my 11th year at Lewis and Clark Community College. I'm available almost any time you need me, but transportation is a bit of an issue. If you want me to come to work, you'll simply need to pay for a taxi to come pick me up and then also take me back home. My job history is what I really feel will knock your socks off. I was fired from Jack in the Box a decade ago.
Oh, no.
That's it as far as actual jobs are concerned. But I'll have you know that I'm currently an intern with a local professional wrestling organization that may or may not actually have the authority to hire interns. Mm-hmm. My favorite country is Branson, Missouri. I have 89,000 Coke rewards. And if you need any references, please contact former WWE's champion, Divas champion, Nikki Bella on Twitter. Thanks and God bless America. That comes from the elusive Misty Plops.
Elusive Misty Plops.
I know a lot about oversensitive a-holes, and they're great. Mm-hmm. How's Barnard Brawler? Are we going to bring that back? How about that whole deal? Not only did you choose to call in, you claim you made an accusation that was never made. You called in revved up and couldn't control yourself. You don't deserve an apology. Just go away, kid. That comes from Chester Copperpot.
Nice little email. Chester Copperpot.
And in Van 2-1. Tim, you asked earlier if there's such a thing as a Vianney rejection letter. Just wanted to chime in and let you know that they do exist. They have a very strict set of criteria regarding applicants' dad's physical appearance.
No.
Got to keep a high standard to ensure the father-son dance remains the hottest all-male dance in the land.
I don't know.
On a related note, can't wait for that super hot, probably all-male pony show at Hot Shots tomorrow, and I'd like to issue a listener challenge. Myself and new listener Doug's Tongue Bidet will take on any listeners in darts for straight cash, homie. Bring it on, boy pigs. Ball so hard, stubby applause.
Stubby applause.
Well, these
stubby
listeners are fired up for tomorrow night, Doug.
Seems to
Does that fire you up?
Not really.
But you get to sleep in on Friesbin.
Yeah, that fires me up.
Yeah. So we can go out and have a pony.
Pony.
What?
Well, I can't drink too much. I'll be driving.
Get an Uber.
Uber, baby. Jinx Coke.
I've never done Uber.
It's as simple as two presses of a button.
I can't figure out this app on my phone.
Then you got to get in the car with a stranger.
It could be cool, though, because the guy could be really attractive.
Well,
put that off.
Need that.
If I go to Miami this weekend, it's the Uber can be an issue. No habla.
Sure it can. No habla inglés. No habla inglés.
And then I no habla español, right. And there's just a problem. Mm-hmm.
Sure there is.
Can't they just punch in the old address?
Yeah, well, this guy, the one that I had the problem where I was asking to go to South Beach, which is east of downtown Miami, and then I noticed we were heading toward the Marlins ballpark, which is west of downtown Miami.
It'll cost you more money if he circles around a few times.
So, and there was no way for us to communicate.
So you gave him a zero rating.
I don't believe I rated him. I truly did feel badly for him, but we wound up getting dropped off at a casino in the middle of nowhere. Just to the west of the Marlins Park.
Did you pay him? You didn't pay him, I hope.
It's already in the system. My card is.
So you had to pay him, even though he took you to the wrong place.
Right.
No, you can complain.
You asked me why I don't like Uber.
I think you could probably ask 10,000 people who've taken an Uber, and I would think 90% would probably give it an approval ranking. I've taken it, and that was my one bad experience.
It sounds like the only place they take you is close to Marlins Park. That's what it sounds like to me.
But it's GPS. So
you know how long that would take to drive down there?
But you complain to Uber, they look at the GPS and they go, yes, this guy took you out of the way. They give you your money back.
I would hope. Otherwise, you know, from here, about the time you get, I don't know, Chattanooga, Nashville, you'd say, I think we're going the wrong way.
Chattanooga,
not where I live. I just need to go to Sunset Hills. I didn't need to go all the way to Marlins Park. I'm not interested.
Doug, Evil Calvin, also known as Eric Christensen, says, is this a sports station or KMOX? Do you want to handle that, Charlie?
Well,
I think we're kind of both.
We wish we were KMOX.
Because KMOX gives hardcore political takes during the midday, and I think we do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they're also
hardcore.
They're your sports voice at night. We're your sports voice in the morning.
Right, so we're just kind of the reciprocal.
I'd say we're a little better.
I think if you ask St. Louisans which station's better, I think most of them would say, what is 920?
I think they probably would. Our signal, clearly, much better. You don't have to say anything more about that.
And finally, let me guess, you're having a dickens of a time getting through the emails because Chubby Checkers is talking too much. So I'll keep it short and succinct, Doug. I'll see you at Hot Shots tomorrow. Just mosey up to the bar after the show. Who knows? Maybe if you play your cards right, Captain Romance might even push in your stool for you?
Who was it, Tim?
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and he may not show up at Thursday's get-together.
I think he's planning on coming.
Well, he just got disqualified from as much.
Doug, what you got?
I was writing in the suspension logule. I had a check mark by the elusive Misty Plops, but I really like this fellow by the name of Pot, Chester Copperpot. I'm going to vote for him.
Now, his email really wasn't amusing. He just really was kind of angry toward the Barnhart Brawler.
Yeah, that's right.
You're so one-sided.
I
just put down the elusive Misty Plops. I didn't think it was a great batch, though. I'm sorry.
I thought Misty Plops' email was really good.
That was the best of the lot.
Congratulations to Misty Plops. You have just won the email today and a $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke. Hey, if you're looking for a place to watch the Cardinals and Mets, how about the Post Sports Bar and Grill? Man, they have good wingy-wingy there at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. That's what I'm telling you. The Post is teaming up with the Draft Night for a premium draft experience. Book your fantasy season ticket online today. Benefits the electronic draft board, mobile app, draft app, free draft hosts. A commissioner and champions get all part of the deal. In-season pizza and pitcher party. Inside STL listeners can enter the promo code DRAFTPOST, and that gets you $20 off. How about that deal, Doug? Nice. Don't forget the Cardinals special, 20% off your bill when you show your Cardinals ticket stub for the day of the game. It's thepostsportsbar.com, your fantasy sports headquarters. Stay posted, my friends. Time for Frank. It is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the award-winning Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Peyton, for the Plowmet, for our intern Madison, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live at the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.